your community is to ensure you are up to date with your immunizations. Don't get measles. Get immunized. Visit alberta.ca/measles to find out if you're up to date and what to do if you're not. A message from the Government of Alberta.
QR Calgary invites you to support the 34th annual Paperny Family JCC Sports Dinner, Tuesday, May 27th, presented by ATB Financial. This year's guest speaker will be Canadian golf legend and Masters champion Mike Weir. And this year's Master of Ceremonies will be Grant Buchanan. Your event ticket supports this local community center as they continue to provide social, educational, and recreational programming. Get ahead of the game and purchase your tickets now at calgaryjcc.com. Proudly supported by QR Calgary.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Tony King. It's partly cloudy and 15 at 10 o'clock.
Now, breaking news.
Liberal Francis Scarpaleggia has been elected the Speaker of the House of Commons. Liberal MP Greg Fergus was trying to win the role back, even though he received criticism in the last Parliament for being overly partisan. The Speaker plays an important role in keeping the legislature functioning smoothly, and the job comes with significant perks, including a $309,000 annual salary. Government House Leader Stephen McKinnon says the NDP will not get official party status in this parliament because the law says a party needs to have at least 12 seats to be recognized. The NDP was reduced to just 7 in the last election. Interim NDP leader Don Davies made the case to the Prime Minister's office that several past instances saw provincial legislatures grant party status to an opposition party. Without official status, the NDP won't be allowed to ask daily questions in question period, will not be guaranteed seats on standing committees, and will lose out on financial resources provided to recognized parties. Ahead of a royal visit by King Charles and Queen Camilla starting about an hour from now, a new poll today suggests many Canadians hold more favorable views toward the monarchy. 66% of respondents to the Ipsos poll for Global News say the monarchy helps differentiate Canada from the U.S. Daryl Bricker with Ipsos says that's up 12% from a year and a half ago.
It's very much being driven by what's happening in the United States rather than anything that's happening with the royal family. If you actually look at the approval rankings of King Charles, for example, they're literally half of what they were for his mother.
The two-day visit includes the King reading tomorrow's speech from the throne in Parliament, and QR Calgary will carry that speech live. Questions continue to swirl around the abrupt resignation of former Calgary Police Chief Mark Neufeld. Neufeld resigned more than 3 weeks ago with no reason given and no word if he was paid a severance. Mount Royal University political scientist Laurie Williams tells The Morning Brew on QR Calgary, people are wondering why.
Did he have an issue with something that was happening with the police service? Did something happen in the police service that raised questions about him? Was there a disagreement? And of course, you know, for people that are struggling to make ends meet and paying tax dollars, they're wondering what this is costing.
So far, the police commission has only said that it was a personnel matter. The province will be announcing plans to oversee what books can be available in school libraries in Alberta today. Education and Child Care Minister Dimitrios Nikolaides holds a news conference an hour from now to announce action the government says that it will take to ensure that school library materials are age appropriate. Canada Post says its parcel shipping volumes are down 50% from this time last year as uncertainty around a work stoppage holds back orders. The two sides met on the weekend. It's 10:03.
Want to be heard without going live on the air? Call the QR Calgary Listener Feedback Line, 403-444-4330.
Global News Sky Tracker weather, morning sunshine, then the wind picks up. We'll have a chance of showers, a risk of thunderstorms this afternoon, high 26, partly cloudy overnight with showers or thunderstorms continuing, the low 10. Tomorrow, sunny and 24, Wednesday, 27, Thursday, 29, then Friday, high of 24. It's 15 degrees. Breaking news when it happens. Our next scheduled update at 10:30. I'm Tony King.
Opinion, a place for frank talk. That means business.
Shea Ganim, QR Calgary.
MPs have chosen the new Speaker of the House of Commons. It's not Fergus, the Liberal who was there last time. He didn't have a good run, if you remember. He got heavily criticized for stepping over the line at least twice, maybe three times. So he was not re-elected Speaker, nope. Francis Scarpellegia is the next Speaker of the House. Didn't last long, doesn't take long typically to pick a Speaker, but... The only Conservative contenders who were up against the Liberal nominees for Speaker eventually dropped out of the running. And like I say, I wonder, we'll get more. This just happened. We'll get more information as we go along here in terms of, was the decision made today? We don't really want to sacrifice any votes. Things are pretty tight. We need all the votes we can get. But there you go. Francis Scarpellegia has been named the new Speaker of the House of Commons. So one of the things that Carney has promised to do quickly and right away is to deal with something that was a big, big problem throughout the country and was a major talking point on the campaign trail. He said new criminal code reforms would be brought in. That would make it harder to get bail for offenders charged with auto theft, home invasion, drug smuggling, human trafficking. Paul Leav throughout the campaign said they'll fight what he called catch and release bail, and he had three strikes and you're out, mandatory minimums, all those sorts of things. Differing opinions about how to go about addressing what is an obvious concern for Canadians. That's why both parties were talking about it. But there's no doubt that they do need to address it. So what is the best way? Like I say, the Conservatives floated some really tough on crime strategies that aren't new, three strikes and mandatory minimums. But Liberals also talking about getting tough on crime too, bail reform and all the rest. So plenty of people will tell you those things typically don't work. They're not new ideas. So what might? We're going to have a conversation about that now. And joining us to help us out, we have Irvin Waller, an emeritus professor of criminology at the University of Ottawa. Professor, thank you for joining us. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
So when we take a look at this, and, you know, you say the first step here, and I think you're absolutely right, Carney needs to decide, okay, who's in charge of this? Like, put somebody in place that is the person charged with dealing with criminal issues in this country, right?
That's exactly what he needs to do.
I mean, do you create a new ministry? How would that look? What would you recommend?
Well, let's just mention what he is doing. So he's nominated a Secretary of State for combating crime. And I don't know exactly what the responsibility of that person will be, but that's very close to what I have been advocating that the government should do. I actually wanted a minister of crime reduction, but hey, if there's one minister responsible, or Secretary of State, they need a deputy minister, a top public servant, and then they need to get on with data-driven, evidence-based, and results-oriented strategies. Those are all long words, but what that means is basically doing what Glasgow in Scotland did, what Boston in the U.S. did, and that is reduce violent crime within 5 years, within actually 2 or 3 years, by 50%. And the way you do that is by looking at what are the risk factors contributing to crime and using things that have been known to work. So actually both Glasgow and Boston, after doing their planning, did similar things. They had youth outreach to young men most likely to be involved in violence before they're getting arrested. They did stuff called cognitive behavioral therapy, another series of long words. But what that really means is helping young men make choices and not just react in the moment emotionally and doing stupid things like shooting people. It also means doing some things to reduce intimate partner violence. I think most of government in Canada recognizes intimate partner violence as epidemic, and the sorts of things you need to do for that start with stuff in schools to help young men be less sexually violent, and doing the same sorts of things in universities. Now, all the things I've mentioned give you individually a 50% reduction. That's what the evaluations show. And if you put them together, you should be able to get better than 50% overall.
Now, none of those things were talked about during the recent election campaign, Professor. It was all three strikes and you're out, denying bail, mandatory minimums. Do those strategies have any merit? Like you say, we're not tackling a new problem, and there is data, there is evidence. I mean, this is probably one of the most well-studied issues on earth. Is there merit to what we heard from either the Conservatives or the Liberals in the plans they laid out during the campaign?
Clearly not. The guy now convicted of murder who entrapped a young Ontario police officer near Ingersoll was out despite reverse onus. They love this reverse onus. Well, Canada's jails are full of people on pretrial detention. Like, more than 80% of the people sitting in provincial jails today are on pretrial detention. So we have this huge number of people on pretrial detention for whom we do nothing. They sit alone in a cell, and they're cut off from anything that might stop them committing crime again. And despite that, we're doing too little about that small group of people who are clearly dangerous. So we need to change what we're doing on bail. But ultimately, changing what we do on bail is starting the stuff that stops violence happening before it happens, from the day they get arrested, is starting the stuff that stops violence happening before it happens, from the day they get arrested. And yes, it does mean making sure that you don't release people who, for somebody sure. like me, are obviously going to engage in violent behavior again. They've had one or more convictions for gun violence or for sexual violence. It's crazy, in my view, to release them. So it's interesting that the National Police Federation, that's what I consider the union for Mounties, actually recommended data-driven bail decisions. And they couldn't be more right. You've just got to add to using data better. You know, you can call it AI, but it's basically predictions of past behavior to future behavior. If you started using that, then we would be keeping the bad guys behind bars, and we would be working on the less bad guys to stop them from committing less serious offenses in the future.
Why don't we do that? The argument I always hear is the cost, but there's an argument to be made that the cost is actually, this saves money in the end, right?
It absolutely does. I think we have to look south of the border. If arresting more people and incarcerating more people made cities safer, then the U.S. cities would be the safest in the G7, in the rich, affluent countries, which they clearly aren't. And if you look at a comparison, my favorite comparison between Toronto and Chicago, two cities of roughly 3 million. Chicago has 13,000 cops, Toronto 5 or 6,000. Illinois incarcerates at the rates that the Americans do. That means six times what Ontario does. And Chicago has roughly 10 times the number of murders. So spending more money on policing or spending on more money on prisons doesn't work. And you don't actually need to look at the research, which is what I look at, to know that. And in comparison with that, the sorts of programs that Boston used or Glasgow used are way more cost-effective than paying for more police. You're in Edmonton, where the police are amongst the most highly paid in Canada, and you have homicide rates that are not as bad as Chicago, but are way worse than Toronto, that doesn't pay their police so well. So we need to get away from how much are we going to spend on policing to whether we're going to take the equivalent of, I like to talk about 10%. If we took 10% of what Edmonton is currently spending on policing, I didn't say take it from the police, you would reduce your homicide rates down to the levels that you see in Eastern Canada, in Montreal or in Halifax. But you have to use that money to make smart investments. So you have to have a plan. And actually, Edmonton is working on a plan. I'm not quite sure where it's got. But the version I saw seems to be going in the right direction. So you need to have a plan as to where you're going to target the risk factors. And then you need to be inspired by what works. And in my playbook, you have to evaluate the outcomes. Are you actually getting fewer homicides, fewer sexual assaults, fewer assaults, fewer car thefts, or whatever is in the media coverage in Edmonton at the moment?
It makes so much sense. It's just it never seems to actually happen. I shouldn't say never, because you've pointed out, you know, Glasgow and Boston and cities that actually did it to some effect. Professor, thank you so much for your time. I'm out of time, but I really appreciate the conversation today. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is Irvin Waller, who is a professor, emeritus professor of criminology, University of Ottawa. And I mean, that's the thing, is I'm not a bleeding heart by any stretch of the imagination. And if you've been convicted of three violent crimes and the judge wants to deny you bail, I'm not going to shed any tears. And if we want to go to, you know, long jail sentences for, you know, what did Polyev call him? Can't remember. But the worst of the worst when it comes to drug dealers, yeah, go for it. Fine. I don't have a problem with that. I really, really don't. But I've done enough of this, and I've read enough of this, and talked to enough people who actually study this stuff to know that it's not going to change things, right? It'll make us feel good. And like I say, why not? You know, if you're a menace to society, lock you up. Great. I got no problem with that. Why not? Not a problem at all. But at the same time, shouldn't we talk about, okay, but it's not going to actually fix things. These are the things that might actually fix things. But we don't do that. We don't do that because if you're of a certain political leaning or a certain, you know, it's because we're too soft on crime, we're too soft on crime. And sure, you can have an argument to that. But like the professor said, we can look at this. None of these things, none of the things that were brought up during the election campaign are new. Not one of them from one of these parties, be it conservative or liberal. Nobody had a new idea. Nobody had a new suggestion. There are things that, like I say, sound good. You know, three strikes and you're out. Oh, who's going to argue with that, right? Well, a lot of people would. They tried it in California. Didn't go very well. There's all kinds of things, right? Mandatory minimums. Well, there's a reason you don't have mandatory minimums in some instances, right? Because they don't work. And the professor makes a great point. Listen, if the answer was locking up more people with longer sentences, you know, lock them up and throw away the key, the United States would be the safest country on earth by a long, long way. I mean, they imprison people at a rate second only, I think, to China and things like that. It's craziness. It's orders of magnitude more than it is in Canada. I mean, that's just the policy in the U.S. Is the U.S. any safer than Canada? Nope. Definitely not. They've got the same problems we have and more. So that's not the strategy that's proven effective, historically speaking. So what is? Like, again, like I say, I've got no problem with locking up prisoners, but let's just have the recognition that probably just going to have to keep locking them up because it doesn't seem to fix things. 780-451-8800-403-974-8255. I'll take a quick break and get your calls right after this.
Gord Gillies here with Debbie Franchuk, RN and co-owner of Home Instead. Debbie, you provide a wide range of support services to help keep seniors living in their homes longer. How do you make sure there's a good match?
Well, Gord, it starts with our hiring. We're very fussy with our hires. We only hire about 1% to 2% of the applicants that actually apply to us.
Are families involved in finding the right person for their loved one?
Absolutely. We collaborate with the families to understand their loved one's hobbies, interests, maybe their meal preferences. That matching is the magic.
Deb, what do you say to families who may feel guilty about the need to bring in care?
Oh, please don't feel guilty. You're doing the right thing. You're helping your loved one so that they can live with dignity and respect right where they want to remain, in their own home.
When your elderly loved one needs more care, choose Home Instead as your care partner. Home Instead provides highly personalized home care for the loved ones in your life, wherever they call home. Visit homeinsteadcalgary.com.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Firefighter Finn McHose, that's a nickname, right? Needed help contending with a blaze of debt. He called Alpine Credits and a superhero was sent his way. Summoning water, she extinguished the fire and consolidated his debt into one low monthly payment. His floors may be wet, but his debt is under control. Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Hey, Dad, did you know when a village comes together, we can do amazing things?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like helping families have a safe place to stay and letting kids like me just be kids.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about In From the Cold. We learned about it at school. They're matching donations until June 8th.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Maybe a little. We should donate.
You're a pretty smart kid. You know that?
Yeah. I know. So can we? I've got allowance money.
All right. Let's do it.
A village can open doors for families facing homelessness. Visit avillagecan.ca to donate today.
You're finally ready to renovate your home and add a basement suite, but safety has been on your mind. How do I get code compliant? That's when you call Southern Alberta Construction for your legal basement suite construction. Their work is backed with safety and precision, and they'll ensure every step meets code so you can feel confident about your decision.
Whether you want to build it, renovate it, or restore it, Southern Alberta Construction can help. Check out our 5-star Google reviews and get your quote today at southernalbertaconstruction.com.
QR Calgary and the Calgary Children's Foundation, helping lesser-known charities support kids in need. QR Calgary, 770 CHQR.
Back to Shea Ganim on QR Calgary, brought to you by Avalon Foundation Repairs.
Zero three nine seven four eight two five five. Let's take a couple of calls here while we've got a chance. Sherry in Edmonton, you're on the air. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Oh, I was very happy to catch your last segment regarding our criminal system. I've been dragged through it, and I have a few comments on it because, although I do agree with some of what your last guest said, and I certainly agree with your comments after, I still believe that Canada is too soft on criminals.
Yeah, I won't disagree. Yep, won't disagree with that.
And my thing is, I do believe in mandatory minimums. Not, we have no problem putting mandatory maximums, but we have a problem with mandatory minimums. And my argument for it is, I do believe in rehabilitation. I do believe in all of that. But I also believe that the sentence should fit the crime, not only for the victim's sake, but to deter the general public from committing the same crime. Most criminals that I've talked to, they know that already in Canada it's legislated that you only serve 2/3 of your sentence.
Yeah.
In the first place. And you're on day parole within 1/3 of your sentence, full parole mere months after that. So day parole, full parole is pretty much how I live my life, and probably you too. So there's not a lot of deterrent, and I'm after more deterrent and always will be.
Yeah, but I mean, but the point is, Sherry, and I mean, I have no problem locking up criminals, but you shouldn't call it a deterrent because it's proven it isn't. Look at the United States. Look at our country. I mean, I don't think it serves as a deterrent.
Well, I mean, when I look at United States, they have a whole world of different problems in that country. I don't even want to compare.
Oh, for sure. No question.
You know, with the private prisons and all. But, you know, when you bring that up, there's another thing. When he said that 80%, and it's a true fact, are sitting there waiting for their court date.
Yes, yeah.
I do believe that's not right. You know, you're innocent till proven guilty, and it should come at a pace that
yep,
is appropriate.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But just like we need new South Commons and new stores and new this, we need new schools, we need new hospitals, we need more is what I should be saying, not new. We also, unfortunately, also need more prisons, more prosecutors, more the whole thing. I mean, we're basing it on probably statistics from years and years and years and years ago, decades of the room we've got to put these people in because there are more people, which makes more criminals.
You're right. But I wouldn't say the information all comes from decades ago. I appreciate the call, Sharon. I'm going to get to some other calls. I mean, this is probably one of the more studied issues anywhere. Like, and it's not just us, right? And Dan Jones has been in here talking about what happened in Glasgow, Scotland, right? I mean, so this is something that, you know, it's established. It's proven. You can look at it. Boston did the same thing. Peter in Edmonton, you're on there. Peter, I've only got 1 minute for you. Go ahead. Hey, Peter, I only got a minute. I can't wait. Justin, I'll give you a minute.
Hey, Shay. Hey. If you look at the stats, like when the U.S. started really cracking down in Canada on criminalities in the late 80s and 90s, crime did go down. Like the safety rate in New York City, Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, like all the big major centers, you did see a reduction in crime up until about 5 years ago. Like if you look at the crime rates, so like to me, that's like a direct correlation with like the hard laws that were put in the early 90s. So like why isn't it proven? Like if you take a young kid, early 20s, who's committing crimes and freeze him, put him in jail and he's released out when he's 40, like you look at the recidivism rates of those people like that committed murders or whatever, gangbangers, when they do get released 30, 40 years later, they're not out gangbanging again.
Oh, if you're going to keep him in jail 34 years, you can't even do that in Canada. Justin, I'm sorry, I got to jump to a break, but we'll continue to work in more of your calls as we go along this morning, but I am late for the news. We're back after this.
I'm Susan Holzman with the Calgary Children's Foundation. QR Calgary is happy to welcome Agnew Insurance, representing cooperators, as our hero of the month. Agnew Insurance is well known for their outstanding service when it comes to your insurance and financial needs. What you might not know is their dedication to their community and local charities. This month, Agnew Insurance will be making a generous donation to the Calgary Children's Foundation to help make the lives of children better in our community. Join QR Calgary as we salute Agnew Insurance as our hero of the month.
Justin, you're going to be late for school.
I've got a few more minutes.
Now, kiddo.
Mom, I'm bike pooling with Ben today.
Oh, okay. Please wear a helmet.
Okay.
The Alberta government is building 90 new schools across the province, giving more kids the chance to bike to school. Learn more at alberta.ca/schools now. A message from the Government of Alberta.
Nestled in the Currie community, the Davenport House is modern, luxury living surrounded by vibrant parks and scenic pathways. No more worrying about the details. Spend your time enjoying social connections with so many amenities like badminton and pickleball court with fitness classes to keep sharp and active. Upgrade to the finest retirement you dreamed of. The Davenport House and opening soon, the Alexandria House at the campus of Currie Green. Book your tour at curriegreen.ca.
Chinch bug. Essentially, they suck the green from the grass, which turns your lawn brown. You need Green Drop. Now offering two treatments of chinch bug protection for only $178 with any of our beautiful lawns packages. With guaranteed weed control, custom blended fertilizer with all new drought fighter and chinch bug protection, Green Drop will keep your lawn lush and beautiful. And you'll stay one step ahead of chinch bug.
Canada's lawn expert since 1979. Visit greendrop.com.
Glow.
Global Fest returns this August, and you don't want to miss Calgary's most spectacular light show. Get your tickets now. For over 20 years, Global Fest celebrates a world of difference year-round with epic cultural performances at Heritage Park, daily multicultural programming at the Calgary Stampede, and so much more. Global Fest Summer Camp for Refugee and Immigrant Teens helps build community, connection, confidence, and a sense of belonging, because culture connects us all. Head to globalfest.ca and dive into the fire, fun, and festivity.
Buy early, win more with the brand new Calgary Health Foundation Home Lottery Mountain Edition. Land Rover VIP prize deadline is Friday. Buckle up for adventure in your 2025 Land Rover Defender or take $120,000. You could also win the $2.7 million grand prize Canmore Villa located in Spring Creek plus $50,000. Tickets are limited and selling fast. VIP deadline is Friday. CalgaryMountainHomeLottery.com.
This is Global News. I'm Brenda Neufeld. Sunshine and 18 degrees at 10:30. Francis Scarpoligia is the new Speaker of the House of Commons. MPs elected him in a secret ballot today. The Speaker plays an important role to keep Parliament functioning smoothly, and the job includes a $309,000 salary, a driver, and an official residence. Governor Stephen McKinnon says the NDP will not be granted official party status. That's because the law says a party needs at least 12 seats to be recognized, and the New Democrats only secured 7 seats after last month's general election. Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty has died. His daughter-in-law announced his death at the age of 79 on social media Sunday. He turned his small duck calling company in northern Louisiana into a big business. Duck Dynasty followed Robertson, his brother, and his sons in a reality show presented like a sitcom. It's 10:31.
Want to be heard without going live on the air? Call the QR Calgary Listener Feedback Line, 403-444-4330.
Global News Sky Tracker weather, a mix of sun and cloud today. We could see some showers or thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 26, down to 10 tonight with a chance of showers or thunderstorms. Tomorrow, sunny and 24, Wednesday, 27. Right now, it's 18. Breaking news when it happens, our next scheduled news at 11. I'm Brenda Neufeld.
This is Shea Ganim on QR Calgary, brought to you by Avalon Foundation Repairs.
All right, just after 10:30 now. Like I said, people starting to call and want to talk about a couple of different things, so we'll work in more of your calls as we go along this hour. And again, in the final hour, too. But there's something we wanted to check in on. Now that we've got Parliament back, we've got the House of Commons in session, throne speech tomorrow, as you know. Maybe we'll see some action on a lot of things that have been talked about for a long time. Talked about. One of them, it's been almost a year now since the government of Canada passed the long-awaited foreign interference legislation, more accurately, national security bill, which was prompted largely by foreign interference, of course. Now, one of the promises that's been made to Canadians is a foreign agents registry, something that's already done by some of our closest allies, the United States, Australia, things like that. Yet here we are, a year later, and still no sign of such a registry. We just went through an election campaign, and foreign interference was still an issue. So is this ever going to happen, or is this just something that's beyond our reach? We're going to chat with Dennis Molinaro, who is a former national security analyst with the federal government, who now teaches at Ontario Tech University. Dennis, thanks for being with us. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, so to start, this foreign registry, how important is it that Canada has one? It doesn't seem to be a priority, at least not yet for the government, but how important do you think it is in terms of national security?
I think it's very important. I mean, it would be a mistake to think it's going to solve all your problems.
Sure.
And But that's not what security is ever meant to do, right? Security is meant to make it harder and harder for adversaries to do what they want to do. So the idea is to layer security and have different layers of it to make it more challenging and impose costs for people who are trying to do things you don't want them to do. And so the Foreign Agent Registry is, I would say, an important element in that layering of security if we're trying to protect Canada from foreign threats from people who, and those coming about by way of people that would be covertly working for foreign threat actors, let's say China, who would be trying to engage in activity we don't want them to be engaging in, and we don't know that they're secretly working for a foreign government and they're doing it. So the Foreign Agent Registry then is would compel people to publicly state if they were working on behalf of a foreign threat actor, especially if they're working in areas that, you know, that might touch on business or democratic institutions or what have you. They would have to declare these conflicts that they have. It's similar to, if you think about it, a lobbying act, right? Where you have to declare if you've got a conflict, right? Well, it's no different. If you're secretly working on behalf of a foreign, you should have to say so. So it's important.
No question. Now, what does not having one and seemingly being unable to develop one in a timely fashion say? Because like you say, it's all about making it appear or making it actually be harder to engage in foreign interference. The fact that we don't have one, that sends a message saying we're not all that serious about it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it sends a message that it's not a priority. It sends a message that, well, maybe if it happens, we don't really care. And this is the kind of attitude that it conveyed. Now, that might not necessarily, you know, we might care, of course. Obviously, people should care. And I think government does care to a degree. But if you dilly-dally on things that are important like this in securing your country, your democratic institutions from foreign threats, the foreign threats seem to think that, well, we'll likely think that you're not all that serious about it. And they'll continue to meddle, and they'll continue to interfere in things that are, you know, fundamental to our sovereignty.
And we saw that again. I mean, as you know, we just went through another election campaign that wrapped up, a federal election campaign. And again, we know that there were instances of foreign involvement at some level.
Yes, absolutely. We saw the government reporting on, you know, the site task force reporting that there was meddling. We saw it in the nomination campaign, actually, to go back even further. We saw it in the nomination campaign with attempts that were, you know, linked to China, going back to China, that were smearing Chrystia Freeland so they would benefit her competitors, which would include Mark Carney. And then we saw during the actual campaign more types of disinformation that was basically tied back to China again, that was boosting Mark Carney. So again, we saw that during the election, and we still don't have the more robust measures to try to send a strong message that we're not going to tolerate this kind of stuff.
Have we done anything? Like, you know, we started talking about the Foreign Agents Registry. There's other pieces to this. Like you say, it's a layered approach. Have we done any of the things that we talked about?
We've put through, you know, Bill C-70 put through another series of laws that basically amended the Security of Information Act, and we added in more foreign interference type of laws for people who are acting on behalf of foreign powers. But we haven't seen anybody charged with anything, let alone convicted of anything. We haven't seen any charges brought up with people. We had news of secret Chinese police stations being run.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't seen any charges. New York was charging people. New York was, you know, using the legislation that they have. The United States uses their registry system all the time, pretty often, to bring forth charges against people who are spying on behalf of China or secretly working on behalf of them. We have done nothing like that. Nothing on, not even remotely to the scale that the United States has done. We haven't used new legislation that we have. We haven't brought charges against people for these types of activities that appeared in the press. So, no, we are failing miserably.
You and I were talking about, you know, what message it sends to countries that might want to interfere. What message does it send to our allies? Because U.S. has this, I think, or U.K., or maybe both. Yep. Australia has this. And like you say, New York is taking action about the same problems that we're facing. What do our allies say about this?
You know, that's probably one of the more troubling aspects, if you can think of another troubling aspect to it.
Yeah.
I have a book that's coming out in September, Under Siege. It's about PRC foreign interference in Canada and the history of it. And I talked to Americans people well connected in the United States when it comes to this type of activity over there, and they worry about Canada and how we handle things like PRC interference and espionage in Canada. So it's a problem for us, for sure.
Yeah, no question. And when there's no urgency, I think that's the most frustrating part, Dennis. And I mean, I guess we had other things going on at the same time, but going through another federal election, knowing we haven't really done anything to fix it, is crazy, you know?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. It's something that I think the government has to explain. Explain why there is no urgency. Tell Canadians what you're doing, what the plan is going forward. Because we should have a clear understanding of where this issue and when we can expect some actual results.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Dennis, thanks so much for the chat. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks. Dennis Molinaro, who is a former national security analyst with the federal government, now teaches at Ontario Tech University. And again, like I say, it's not an instance where you can't expect things to happen immediately with Mark Carney. But what's the grace period? What's the honeymoon? How long does it last, right? You made a lot of promises, and this wasn't even necessarily one of them. This goes back to the government prior to him. But you remember how hard it was just to get to the point of saying we'll have a foreign agents registry? It was a nightmare. The resistance, the reluctance, the back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So here we are now. Do we see any progress on this? What about the crime file we talked about? What about national energy? The list goes on and on and on and on. Now, maybe I'm just tired of waiting, but these are pressing about national energy. The list goes on and on and on and on. Now, maybe I'm just tired of waiting, but these are pressing issues that need to be dealt with quickly. 780-451-8800-403-974-8255. I got to take a break, but we got callers on the line, so we'll do some open lines. We can talk crime. We can talk foreign agents. We can talk what we're expecting to see with this session of Parliament or that kicks off today, the throne speech, all of it. Lots on the go. We'll get to it. We come back right after this.
Hi, Calgary. It's Gord Gillies, here to tell you about a little girl named Avery. At just 9 days old, she was rushed to the hospital struggling to breathe. Her medical team gave Avery the life-saving care she desperately needed. And today, she's a vibrant, happy two-year-old. Your ticket for the Children's Hospital Lottery directly supports the cutting-edge equipment that helps kids like her every day. Get your tickets at childrenshospitallottery.ca and feel the joy of making an impact.
License 730-858. 18+. Play responsibly.
The weather's looking very bright at Real Canadian Superstore. This week, grab sweet PC blueberries for only $4.99 a pack. The ultimate snack for a scorching hot day. Bask in the glow of Real Canadian Superstore's low prices all summer long. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
At Western Financial Group, convenience comes first. They'll help you save money by bundling your home and car insurance or finding you the right business insurance. Visit westernfinancialgroup.ca/local or call 888-594-3120 to get your free quote.
Calling all Canadian employers. Be entered for a chance to win $1,000 by completing a brief online survey. First Peoples Development Inc.'s Labor Market Information Project, funded by Employment and Social Development Canada, would also like to send you a $50 gift card for completing the survey. The survey collects information on your business profile, past hiring activity, and future hiring. Learn more about programs and initiatives and take the employer survey at fpdinc.ca.
Oh, not again.
If you have water in your basement, you may need a sump pump. Let Abalon, a Canadian company with 55 years of experience, help take care of that wet basement for you and ensure your valuables and your socks stay dry for years to come. Call Abalon today. Visit AbalonCanada.com. That's Abalon with a B.
Inspiration. It's where all great things start. When you bring your renovation ideas to the designers and expert craftsmen at Renovations by Hearth and Home, it inspires them to create with you the renovation project you've been dreaming of. Whether your project is big or small, the in-house team at Renovations by Hearth and Home have the experience to ensure your dreams come to life. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com.
Do your vet bills make you go...
then your local Curis Pharmacy can help. All Curis locations can now fill prescriptions for veterinary medication. They have access to thousands of veterinary compounded and commercial products, all at an affordable price. Your pet will still get the best for their health, and you'll save some money. It's a win-win. C-U-R-I-S. Curis, a pharmacy like no other. Find a location near you at curispharmacy.ca.
Alberta, we're wild and tough and beautiful. We agree that good enough isn't good enough. And though everything that matters starts with a home and a family. At Lux, our family has been handcrafting windows and doors for this incredible place for over half a century. And there's no place we'd rather be. Everything we are is windows and doors. A company born and bred and made in Alberta.
Summer is green thumb season, but what do you do when your soil smells funny? What if your tomatoes aren't ripening and your lawn isn't so green? QR Calgary has all the answers for you with special three-hour summer episodes of Let's Talk Gardening every Sunday at 9 a.m. Spruce It Up Garden Center President Merle Coombs answers all your questions and gives you the tips and tricks you need for a beautiful garden and yard. Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary 770, brought to you by Spruce It Up Garden Center.
To Shea Ganim on QR Calgary, brought to you by Avalon Foundation Repairs.
Rattling your ground, karma's on your scent like a bounty hunter. Karma's gonna track you down, step by step from town to town. Sweet like justice, karma is a queen. Karma takes
okay, 780-451-880-4039-748-255. Let's go back to the phone lines now. We've got John in Calgary. Hello, John, you're on the air.
Well, hi, Shay.
Hi.
You know, it was just when you were talking about Carney not doing much. I was looking back, I remember the first week that Donald Trump was in the White House there. He signed 36 different executive orders that week, and Carney can't, he can't do anything. I mean, do you really expect something? There's going to be a lot of change in this country in the next 4 years?
So let me see if I understand the argument here, John. We should just go with the Donald Trump, I'm the king, and what I say goes, and we don't need any of the other people that got elected. He'll just get out the pen and sign the piece of paper?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is it would be nice just to see him put something out there, even just to get the ball rolling here. I mean, he hasn't, we have some real serious issues in this country with things like immigration, housing, and they're all tied together. I haven't heard anything come out of him, whether or not how all that's going to be addressed. The only thing we know is that there's not going to be a budget until the fall, and I think the reason for that is that they're scared like hell to let the people of Canada know what a mess that this country's in, and that the fact that we're going to be spending hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars going forward in the next few years.
Hang on. So they don't want us to know how bad the country is, but John in Calgary does know how bad it is, and we're going to be spending hundreds of billions of dollars on what?
Well, you don't. Do you really think that the future of this country?
No, I'm asking you. You just stated something as a fact on the air, and I'm just asking you where you got the information from.
Well, I don't know. We're running huge deficits in this country every year, mm-hmm. haven't we, for the last 10 years?
No, more and longer than that. Way longer than that, yeah.
Well, is the day ever going to come? And does anybody really believe that someday that all this money that's been, all this debt that's been incurred, is going to be able to be paid back?
I don't know. But what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? What does that have to do with Carney and executive orders?
You
don't like the liberals, John, and then we can leave it there if you want.
Well, no, I'm just saying we have a lot of young people in this country that, in my opinion, have really dismal futures. Something's going to have to be done here as far as getting things like the debt. Somebody's got to do something about that, because one of these days we're going to wake up and it's going to be a real ugly mess out there. And all we end up doing nowadays is, you know, somebody comes into power and they keep kicking the can down the road.
No, you're right. You're absolutely
right. Years and years. One of these days, it's going to hit the fan, and it's going to be really, really bad.
Okay, John, I don't disagree that we don't see a lot of action out of government lately. I agree with you there. But I'm not a fan of we don't have kings. And the United States didn't have a king until quite recently, where a guy just sits down and says, I'm doing this, and signs a folder, and he doesn't even know what's in the folder, and now that's the way the world works, right? Carney did it with his income tax cut. Now, the income tax cut, that was performative. I didn't like it. It's not the way we do things in this country, and it doesn't matter anyway because it still has to get passed in Parliament, right? Like, we don't put ours. We have a process. We elect people. There's a way that laws get passed in this country, and I don't think it's, well, why doesn't he just do what Trump does? Not a good idea. I don't think we want that. Alan in Edmonton, you're on the air. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Shay. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Say, when Dave Rutherford, the previous host, was on, he mentioned something that really I thought was interesting in regards to crime. He said, build more prisons. Yes, it's going to cost a pile of money,
yeah,
but you're going to reduce the crime by keeping those who are constant offenders in jail forever. And then the crime rate goes down and people are safe. And that's all I got to say, Dave.
Alan, can you explain the United States to me then? Because they've built more prisons than any country on earth. They imprison people at a rate second only to, like, I think, China. They've got more people in jail per capita than by us by orders of magnitude. Why aren't they safer?
Because they let those people out. My thought is keep these repeat offenders in prison forever. They've had their chance, man.
Okay, yeah. But like I say, I don't have a problem. Like, if you're a repeat violent offender, I'm with you. I got no problem with that, Alan. I agree with you.
That's right.
I just think the evidence shows us that it doesn't work.
Build more prisons and keep the repeat offenders in. Crime will go down.
But costs are going to go up. You know how much it costs to keep a guy in jail? Like, how long do we keep doing
tremendous.
That?
Tremendous. But what's the cost of crime?
Well, for sure. It's less. And that's the thing. That's what our guest was trying to say is what you're talking about won't work. It will not stop crime. It will keep some of the criminals in jail. Okay. The reality is there's a better way of doing it where you've solved the problem before it happens. And it's been shown to work in other places. Why don't we ever talk about that? Why don't we ever do that?
Well, they keep trying to coddle people, trying to reform them, trying to do this, but it doesn't work, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it. Just got to point out that the evidence shows what you're talking about doesn't work. And the evidence shows that what the guest was talking about and what they did in Glasgow and what they did in Boston has worked. It was a 5-year plan to reduce violence in Boston and Glasgow. It took 2 years. Like, so it does work. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I get it. And I'm with you saying, hey, lock up this guy's, you know, it's his third violent offense. Lock him up and forget about him. I don't have a problem with that. You're right. He's had your chance. But I have the understanding and the recognition that all of the information, and this is pretty well studied around the world, doesn't change things, right? We're just going to keep continuing to do it. So we just have to be going in eyes wide open as to make us feel good. It's not going to work. Don in Edmonton, you're on the air. Hey, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, yeah. Hey, I just wanted to suggest to you there after listening to everything you're saying about how maybe you should try having Sam Cooper on for a guest. Have you heard of him?
Of course I've heard of him. Yeah, Sam worked for Globe.
Yeah. You should. He's one of the top forensic journalists in Canada now. At least people are regarding him that way with his book, Willful Blindness.
What did he say that you liked? What did he say that you liked, Don?
I beg your pardon?
What did he say that you liked? That's a lot of that. That's how we define our favorite journalists in Canada now, is he said something that I like. So what in particular are you pleased by?
Well, you should read his book, Willful Blindness, and you'd know. Okay, he exposes all the influencing and the Chinese influence and the Chinese gangs operating in Canada, running meth, fentanyl labs. He exposes the whole works and how the Liberal government is implicated with it all. But another thing I wanted to point out to you, you point out that Trump, you know, acts on his own and everything like that. Were you aware that Mark Carney just signed Canada behind closed doors without the oversight of Parliament, signed Canada onto the global, the WHO pandemic treaty? Are you aware of that?
Yeah,
of course I'm aware.
Don, let me help you out for a sec. When you ask a question, you need to stop running your mouth so the person can reply. If you don't, you're filibustering, and I got no time for it. Do you want the answer?
Go ahead.
Yeah, of course I know. But unfortunately, you don't. Mark Carton, go ahead.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Mark Carney didn't sign anything. Canada is a member of the World Health Organization, and the World Health Organization agreed to adopt a policy to deal with the next pandemic in a more organized fashion based on learning from the mistakes of COVID-19. What do you think it does?
Well, there's an article by an expert that says it's going to create a surveillance super state.
Who's the expert?
And,
who's the expert?
You could search that out, okay? But Mark Carney had to sign this, okay? And 14 countries didn't sign on. They said, no,
no,
we're not.
No members of the World Health Organization didn't sign on. The only one who sat it out was the United States.
It takes away our sovereignty, and it's wrong, and it shouldn't be going on.
It's non-binding.
Okay. I'm against it.
Okay, clearly you are. Thank you, Don. I appreciate the call. 780-451-8800-403-974-8255. Graydon in Bon Accord, you're on the air. Hey, Graydon.
Hey, Shay.
Hey.
You know what the theme for your show today should be?
Huh?
Government procrastination.
Well, you're right. You're right, Graydon. I mean, that's what it comes down to, right? As you've said a lot, are you going to do anything?
Yeah, but what are we going to do about it? See, you know, it's really funny. These guys, they go through an election campaign, right?
Yeah.
And they're barking about all this and that and all these promises that they're going to make and do and blah, 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 blah. As soon as they get elected, you can hear the crickets and the bullfrogs at night chirping.
I know. Nothing's happened. Nothing's happened. I'm with you, Graydon. I got to get to a break for the news for 11 o'clock. But when we come back, we're going to have a chat about this AI thing. But we got lots of callers on the line, so be patient. We'll get to as many of your calls as we can today. Don't worry. We got lots of time coming up in the next half hour, next hour for your calls. So we'll be back right after the news.
If you or a family member are experiencing a mental health issue, it's not your fault, and you're not alone. Woods Homes is here through it all. Together, let's build good mental health and well-being so children, young people, and their families can thrive in our community. Whether you're struggling with mental health or recovery challenges, or working to heal after experiencing generational trauma or a family crisis, we'll meet you where you're at. Call 403-299-9699 or visit woodshomes.ca.
Wellings is open and ready to serve you. Introducing Care Freedom Living at the Wellings of Calgary, a new community for adults over 55. Enjoy modern conveniences, then add restaurant service, underground parking, and a concierge. Then just outside your door, shopping, hiking, cycling, and breathtaking views. Discover how Care Freedom Living at Wellings is changing the way our members choose to live. Uncover more at wellingsofcalgary.com and visit us 120 Na'a Crescent Southwest to unlock your early move-in incentives.
As our bodies age, they bring some aches and pains that we haven't had before. And isn't that awesome? Hi, Gord Gillies here for Active Sports Therapy. Their unified team of over 30 expert practitioners have one common goal, to help you truly enjoy all the things you love. Don't suffer through shoulder, hip, or lower back pain. Do something about it with a combination of physiotherapy and sports chiropractic care, including active release techniques, laser, shockwave, acupuncture, and more. All under one roof. Get active about your health and start at activesportstherapy.ca.
Come on in to Home Network.
Welcome home!
And find experts who feel like family.
This is spectacular. I was not expecting this.
Ideas to inspire your everyday.
Brilliant. Beautiful.
And stories that will touch your heart.
Oh my God!
I love that big family hug.
There's no place like it. Welcome to Home Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Pet Value, where love makes every pet feel at home.
When you want to hear the music and not the road, drive on to Wright Restyling. They can upgrade your drive with SoundShield, so you can take your ride from this to this. Whether you want to improve the way you listen to music or just sweet silence, their sound deadening install can help block out road noise, vibrations, and rattles, so all you hear is what you want. Make your auto dreams into reality. Don't make Wright Restyling your first call. Make them your only call. Get your quote today at WrightRestyling.com.
Wolf Chev GMC Buick Calgary is leading the pack. Celebrating an all-new location and the same amazing experience. For a limited time, save up to $12,000 or get 0% financing for up to 60 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 off select vehicles. Run with the pack to Wolf Calgary, your General Motors Superstore. Now open at 768 101st Street Southwest, just off Stony Trail.
Hi, I'm Donna Friesen from Global National. Life moves fast these days, and we want to make it even easier for you to get the news you need. That's why you can now get Global National every day as a podcast. The biggest stories of the day with analysis from award-winning global news journalists. New episodes drop every day, so take this as your personal invitation to join us on the Global National podcast. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Brenda Neufeld. Sunshine and 18 at 11 o'clock. MPs returned to the House of Commons today, and their first order of business was to elect Liberal MP Francis Scarpaligia as the new Speaker. Scarpaligia was up against five other Liberal colleagues after two Conservatives withdrew their names. The Speaker plays an important role in keeping the chamber functioning smoothly, especially in minority parliaments. The job also comes with a diplomatic component and some significant perks, including a $309,000 annual salary, a driver, and an official residence. King Charles and Queen Camilla are expected to arrive in Ottawa this morning. Prime Minister Mark Carney asked the King to visit to read the throne speech in Parliament tomorrow. Carney says the speech will describe the Liberal government's plan to define a new economic relationship with the U.S., build the strongest G7 economy, and to bring down the cost of living. Canada Post says its parcel shipping volumes are down 50% from this time last year as uncertainty about a work stoppage holds back orders.
Canada Post says it's reviewing the union's answer to its latest offer, which was received yesterday and will respond in short order. Meanwhile, a national ban on overtime continues as union members stop short of a full strike. The postal